The interview room is windowless and cold. Fluorescent light hums overhead, flattening everything into gray. Across the metal table, Tariq wipes at his face with shaking fingers. When he turns, the light catches a jagged burn scar on his cheek. He sobs as he describes being beaten and shocked. Your intel check backs up the broad fear. His village really was purged last week. Then you ask him to recite the opposition group's oath, the detail that anchors his claim. Tariq goes still. His mouth opens, then closes. He leans in and whispers that a smuggler told him to say he was opposition because it is the only way to bypass the 6-year asylum backlog. He says he is terrified of going back, but he never took any oath. Protocol is blunt. If you mark the claim as fraudulent, he is put on a bus and deported. You have seen the briefing. This regime executes returnees on site. If you let the opposition claim stand, you are signing off on a lie, federal fraud that could end your career and undermine the system you work for. A guard knocks hard on the door. The transport leaves in 10 minutes. Your determination needs to be signed now. What's your call?